Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. Thursday show, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Charlotte Flair stops by today. Chris Mannix in an hour. He's a Boston guy, says the Lakers are ending up in the NBA Finals. He sees signs that point to the emergence of the Lakers ending up in the NBA Finals. I'm going to push back a little bit, but it's fun. J-Mac joining me. Listen, Mannix, a Celtic guy, right? Like, he's from Boston. It may have pained him to say that. Maybe it didn't. But Chris Mannix came out and said, Austin Reeves on fire, LeBron coming back, AD is healthy. They're really good. A defensive team's really good with Darvin Ham.
Jeez. Put a beating on the hapless Bulls, and the Lakers are going to the finals. Awesome. What a way to start the show, Cowherd. Hot take Thursday.
Let me start with this. So, the Mavericks are circling the drain. I've said before, I got the big swing getting Kyrie for Luka. It wouldn't make him a better team. It'd make him a better, more dynamic offense. A lot of people thought it was going to change the world. I just thought it would change the optics. They'd be fun to watch, but they'd have to win by shootouts because Kyrie doesn't play a lick of defense, and Luka's not great at it either. So they're 9-14 since Kyrie came over. There's a couple of games he didn't play, but I believe the bad vibes with Kyrie permeate a locker room or a plane or a practice even when he doesn't start. If you really look, something we can all agree with, if you really look at the greatest basketball players in the NBA's history, they're layered players. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar not only was the leading scorer for a long time, he was an 11-time all-team defense. Kobe Bryant, 12-time all-team defense. LeBron James can score, can pass, can defend, can distribute. Super high basketball IQ. The great ones are layered. Magic Johnson, you got leadership and points and rebounding and passing. And Michael Jordan, relentless defender, great closer, unbelievable leader, immense toughness. layers and layers. We don't look at quarterbacks and go, well, he's got a big arm, he's great. What makes Mahomes the best quarterback today is his cognitive ability to function so fast upstairs. You can coach him, you can push him, he can move, he's a leader. It's a bunch of stuff. A lot of guys with big arms that are not close historically to Patrick Mahomes. We know innately you need more than a big 90% of NFL busts at quarterbacks all had big arms. So Kyrie Irving is an atrocious defender, is a terrible leader, is not really a good distributor. He averages about 5.5 assists in his career for as many times as he's had the ball in his hands. Very mediocre. He's a great scorer. I think this is proving he's not a great player. He's perfect for pickup basketball. You play with him for an hour, he gets you a bucket, and then you go your separate ways. He's a perfect pickup basketball guy. He's not a great player. There's about 75% of NBA fans literally think if you can score, you're a great player. World B Free scored. Look it up. There have been a lot of guys in this league that could score. Doesn't make you a great player. Depending on him, building around him, leadership abilities, coach ability, does he elevate the locker room? No. He's a great scorer. Listen, Shaquille O'Neal, 23 years ago, was the last player to win a scoring title and an NBA title in the same year. Great scorers often get in the way of the greater good. It's one of my knocks on Luka. Yeah, he scores a lot, doesn't give you anything on the defensive end. He's hard to play with, and sometimes I'm not sure if he's in shape or playing his way in shape. Luka right now is a great scorer, but he's hard to play with. Porzingis couldn't play with him. Jalen Brunson didn't like playing with him. Now, Kyrie's Kyrie, but doesn't get along playing with him. Don't confuse the two. Don't conflate the two. He can score. There's a lot of guys. Carmelo Anthony could score. Nothing on the defensive end. Guy got insecure with Jeremy Lin having a good two-week stretch. So what's interesting here is that I was talking to a friend who is very close to Steve Kerr, coach of the Warriors. And he said, we were having lunch yesterday, and he said, you know, Kerr will tell you that after Steph, Draymond is easily the most valuable player on the team, easily. His intelligence, his toughness. And he said, Kerr will tell you it's not just on the floor. It's on the plane. It's at practice. It's in the locker room. Never forget when Draymond punched Jordan Poole, Kerr wasn't mad at Draymond. He was pissed the video got out. Jordan Poole's cocky and doesn't know how to play the game. He just gets a bucket. Chris Finch, coach of the T-Wolves, was on our show recently. And I asked him about Draymond Green because I think the fans that don't really get the game tend to look at Draymond, roll their eyes because he doesn't score. And here's Chris Finch talking about the value of Draymond Green.
You know, he does all the things necessary to win and also cements that team together. You know, he's happy to walk away with 14 assists if that's what it takes, or, you know, guard the best player every night, or is always in the right help spot. It feels like when you're playing the Warriors, there's two Draymonds out there. There's the one that's guarding the ball, and there's the one that's guarding everybody else, you know? And so for a long, long time, if you don't have the right personnel and you go up against those guys and having Draymond on the floor, he's so smart defensively, he literally is like having a six man out there.
And Kyrie is like playing with four because he won't contribute on the defensive end. If you really get basketball, really get it, the guy on the cover of Slam Magazine usually is there to sell magazines. Basketball is layered. It's why the greatest teams ever have often been the smartest teams. The Heatles didn't have a center, and LeBron essentially was their point guard. But Battier, Ray Allen, D-Wade, Haslam, LeBron, they were winning games above the shoulders. Even the bad boy Pistons, tough guys, right? They tackled you. How many guys on that team were coaches or general managers or executives? It's one of the smarter teams ever assembled. The Warriors, Michael Jordan's Bulls. A lot of GMs on that team. A lot of rich guys on that team. Kerrs and Paxsons and MJs. It's amazing to me. Kyrie's a great scorer. Great player? Boy, you're lowering the standards of great player if that's it for you. Okay, so it does appear The Carolina Panthers, according to sources now, are down to two quarterbacks. Much to the chagrin of J-Mac, it's not Anthony Richardson. According to sources, they're down to Bryce Young, Alabama, and C.J. Stroud. Many believe Stroud is sort of a bigger version of Bryce Young. Both are accurate. They're adults. They win a lot. They make good decisions. Anthony Richardson is really raw, and Will Levis is worried about his abs and his biceps. So in my opinion, Bryce Young is more talented than C.J. Stroud. He's more agile than C.J. Stroud. And on the fly, he's probably going to be a little more accurate. And I think what Carolina is thinking is, how close is Stroud to Bryce Young? If he's 90% of Bryce Young in all those, he's worth drafting one because he's bigger. Because size does matter. And what I appreciate about the Bryce Young narrative over the last several months is, at least now we're all grown-ups and can discuss size. It's like one of those football discussions that everybody was really uncomfortable with, bizarrely. Like when I came out and said, Tua's small, it worries me. Pushback. Kyler Murray's tiny, it worries me. Pushback. Of course it matters. We're playing more games now. Defensive players have never been bigger, stronger, and faster. The collisions are uglier. You get hit a lot. You touch the ball 60 times. The last 10 quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl, have you seen the size of them? 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 6'2", 6'4", 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", 6'6", and Russell Wilson, who, by the way, had the best defense we have seen in the NFL for one or two seasons in maybe 20 years. Run game and defense. I appreciate that we've, as they say, moved the football on the size discussion. I mean, years ago, I remember saying this. When I was at ESPN, I said, baseball, it's too slow. The games are too long. Grown-ups who have to be in the work in the morning or don't want to be at a ballpark for 3 hours and 45 minutes. I said, soccer's quicker, boxing's quicker, UFC's quicker, NBA games are quicker. You can't give me 3.5 hours. And I remember the pushback. Ooh, time doesn't matter. Oh, that's cute. You don't have a big boy job yet. You don't have kids. You're not married. You can't get home at 1 a.m. What did Major League Baseball do and implement in Minor League Baseball 2 years ago? A time clock. Now the games will this year, as Major League Baseball implements it, be about 20 to 25 minutes shorter. It matters. The majority of games in baseball are Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. You're working in the morning. You got kids going to school. Can't get home at 1:45 and wake up at 11. So I just appreciate, as adults, the size can be discussed. I think C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young are the two best, and I think Bryce is a little more agile, a little more accurate, moves a little better, a little more talented, and sees the field a little better. And I think Carolina knows that. But what they're wondering is, due to his size, which is a concern, if C.J. Stroud is 90 to 95% of those, they would take him due to his size. And that's what they're doing their homeworks on C.J. Stroud. I don't think they're doing their homework on Bryce Young. They've done their homework on Bryce Young. Everybody knows what Bryce Young is. The question is, what is C.J. Stroud? And if you feel you can get 90 to 95% of the talent, the agility, the self-awareness, the field vision, then you take C.J. Stroud because of the size advantages. I just like we can have a grown-up conversation. And everybody is comfortable now because we have proof. Kyler Murray, Tua, Baker Mayfield. Bigger's better at quarterback.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Kevin Durant, baby, returned to Phoenix last night. Kevin didn't shoot the ball particularly well. May have been nerves, whatever. Just had a night, didn't shoot particularly well. Suns beat the T-Wolves, a good team themselves. So as I watch Phoenix, that team, as it's constituted now, if everybody stayed healthy, I believe is winning the West with one stipulation. If Andrew Wiggins returns in the next week to two, I've been told he wasn't going to return for the regular season. If he returns, then I would take the Warriors. If he doesn't return for a month, he may not be in shape. But if he returned in the next week or two, probably leans slightly to the Warriors. But the Phoenix Suns doubters puzzle me. They check boxes. They have two elite scorers. Experienced playoff head coach, proven veteran point guard, decent size rim protection. Even the Celtics don't check all of those boxes because we don't know how their coach is going to fold, unravel, or flourish in the postseason. Is Phoenix deep? Who cares? They're top 10 in bench scoring. That's not one of the elements you need, great bench scoring. It reminds me of fans who always say, oh, I love underdogs. Watch how crappy the final four ratings this weekend are with three underdogs. You say you like a lot of things. You're going to be in shape. You're going to eat well. You love underdogs. Not really. The bottom line is the bench doesn't matter. Go to the NBA Finals last year. The Warriors and the Celtics were playing seven guys big minutes. It's the way it always is. You shrink your bench. So ask yourself about your favorite team. Do you have two guys that on any given night could score 46 points and you wouldn't be surprised? If I told you Clay hit for 44 or Steph, all right, you could even see Poole having one of those 40-point games. Kawhi and Paul George wouldn't shock you. Kevin Durant drops 46 in a playoff game. Booker drops 43. To me, that's the key. That's why as Milwaukee's Chris Middleton has regressed, Drew Holiday has risen, and then they add other players, at Ingles, a Crowder, for more offense. I just look at Phoenix, and I look at the elements needed to win a championship. It ain't great bench play. You're going to play seven. They got three guys off the bench, two of them former starters. They got a three-man bench I trust. That's good enough. It's top 10 in bench scoring. In fact, I think it's 10th. Here's Kevin Durant on his Phoenix home debut last night.
It's hard for me to get sleep today. It was hard for me to stop thinking about the game. And sometimes you can want it too bad, and you come out there and play like, you know, start rushing, start taking, being uncharacteristic. So I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad I'm into the, you know, to the zone and playing again and being around the guys and being one of the guys again. So just keep building from here.
They look good. I know all you Laker fans and Warrior fans. Constituted is what I'm watching last night. Everybody stays healthy. I think they win the West.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What you don't want to do anytime you're seeking a job or just get one is double down on people's concern of you. If you have a reputation that you've got a bad temper, and then they interview you, and over the course of an hour or a 90-minute interview, you show your temper. Well, that was their concern coming into the interview, and then you validated it. My wife used to work in HR, and, you know, she'd do homework on people, and she'd say, well, there's a red flag on this. What she would try to do is confront you on the red flag in 60 and 90 minutes to see if it's a real thing. So Will Levis, quarterback Kentucky, the knock on him is his decision-making during games. He may get good grades in college. He makes bad decisions. All my executive guys are like, he's not real fluid, and he makes really bad decisions. Now he's releasing pictures and showing how jacked he is. There are no great quarterbacks in league history that look like bodybuilders, ever. You want fluidity, range of motion, not a bodybuilder. Now, some smaller quarterbacks like a Jalen Hurts, to ease the pain of all the shots, have bulked up. Russell Wilson has bulked up. He's not ripped. So I think Will Levis probably thinks I'm the man, and NFL execs I talk to are thinking, you're the man with no self-awareness. This is what they concern. He went to the combine or pro days, got the sleeves out. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that also thought Johnny Manziel coolness was a thing and Baker's ego was a thing and Cam's ego and style was a thing. It turned off the smart guys I listen to. The smart guys I'm talking to, the gun show stuff, turn off. They're Peyton Manning, Brady, Ben. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. This is a lack of self-awareness. Maybe he's surrounded with too many of his guys and too many of his yes men. You don't want to be doing pictures in your bathroom like every loser on the internet of your after a workout how jacked you are. By the way, CJ Stroud, what has he done? Because you got that 3 months when the season ends until the draft that you want to prove to people you have your act together. You want to show your strengths. CJ Stroud's going to dinner with teams, talking about leadership, being part of a community. Have you seen CJ Stroud's quotes? I want to be the face of a franchise. I want to be a leader. Will Levis is like, look at me, shirt off, bathroom, gun show. Name me the great quarterbacks who were ripped. I've talked to now two NFL general managers and a head coach and a scout. None of them like this at all. Two of them have a chance to draft him or pass on him. Just telling you, the season ends until the draft. All it is, combine, pro day, stay off the internet. Go ask Laramie Tunzel about being on the internet. What you're trying to do is send out messages and images. I'm mature. I'm focused about the right things. Shirt off bathroom, that's what a meathead in New Jersey does to show off to his boys.
All right. I'll agree with some of that, but can I push back a little bit?
Sure. You like Johnny Manziel, I bet he was cool.
I did not like Johnny Manziel. Oh, he was good at keg stands, I'm told. But at any rate, so you could look at it another way in that, man, the dedication it takes this guy to work his butt off, diet, workout regimen, like he's working hard And we already know he's dedicated in the classroom. Was an awesome student in high school, an incredible student in college, yeah. Got his master's, I believe. He already secured that.
Yeah.
So this guy, when he puts his mind to something, has proven he will get the job done.
Okay.
Now, I would say, yes, these photos are a bridge too far. It's a flex he doesn't need.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I would just say, like, we know this guy, when he puts his mind to something, is going to deliver.
Okay. People made the same argument for Baker Mayfield.
No.
Yes, they did.
No.
On my show, he did. Hey, that's how confident I am. And you care about the wrong stuff. Just like you. One of the reasons you're on the show. You care about the right stuff. If you were all flash, it matters a lot. You are literally interviewing for a job. You're going to be a millionaire out of college. These aren't normal jobs, accounting firm jobs. I'm going to pay you $30 million. I'm going to know about your mom, your dad, your uncle, and you are going to tell me in that 3-month stretch what you care about. That's why I kept warning everybody about Johnny Manziel. He cared about the wrong stuff. He cared about getting on a flight and doing things with his boys. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the workout videos. I always gave Cam Newton a lot of credit when he went to New England. Remember I said this. I criticized Kaepernick. What do you care about? Kaepernick wanted a job. I didn't see a workout video for a year.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, constant work, and I'm never a big fan of Cam, but I did think when Carolina ditched him, Cam went right to Instagram, and he would keep putting video out and video out, dripping wet. And I'm like, okay, he's telling me what he cares about. It's nothing against Kaepernick, but it was political stuff. Do you want to be a franchise quarterback or an activist? I know either one of them's fine, but your social media will tell me what matters to you. You use it as a marketing platform.
All right.
Okay? That's what I use it for. Some people, some actors who don't work much, use it as a political.
Yeah.
But you ever notice the actors who are really stars are like promoting the environment? They stay out of politics mostly. They don't want to alienate companies, businesses, producers. So again, you're telling me what you care about on social media. I tell my kids this all the time. It's basically a walking, breathing resume. The difference is you better edit it smartly, because what you put out there is what I think you care about.
Also true. Now, remember, we had one former NFL, he's a current NFL coach, come in here in the middle of the college football season. And I asked him about the draft. The cameras were not rolling.
Yeah.
And the first quarterback he said, not Stroud, not Bryce Young, I like Will Levis. That was back in October. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I remember, it was like right in front of it. I was like, Will Levis. Okay.
Yeah, but remember, October.
And, yes.
You're not even halfway through the football
season. That's fair.
Season.
That's very fair. Now, another coach came in, and a former coach, we asked him, he was coaching a young quarterback a couple years ago in the league. And he said this guy would roll in 1 minute before the meeting started. He would slouch in his chair. You remember that? We like that quarterback, okay? But that's stuff we don't know. I guarantee you Will Levis ain't showing up 1 minute before a meeting and just being like, oh, what's going on?
But
this dude, I'm just saying, let's not bail on him because he's got some bathroom selfies that are a bridge too far.
I defended him about a month ago. And I said, Mom went to Yale. He played with no good players around him. I mean, Kentucky had a really good old line. Then two guys went to the NFL and he's running for his life. I have defended Will Levis. Ego is no amigo. Okay, that is a.
Did you come up with that?
Ego,
I've never heard that.
No, Tony Gonzalez. Your ego is no amigo. That's ego. You don't need to do that. By the way, it doesn't matter what I think or see. Matters what. And right now, Will Levis's Instagram account is a direct feed to GMs, not his fanboys, not his girls. It's a direct feed. My guys are telling you too much ego. Gun show, rip, tight shirts. What do you care about? Your body or film study?
Or,
you know what I want to see Will Levis do? I want to see him breaking down film. Somebody take one of his guys takes a picture of him looking at film. I'm a GM. I'm like, I am shocked that quarterbacks don't do. If my son was a quarterback, I'd say, you know what you should do? Watch film. I'll take a picture of it. Put it out. Because you're telling them that's what you care about, not your gun show.
So, Will Levis has been smart throughout his life, like almost borderline nerdy smart. There is a potential angle that he was perceived as a nerd and a bookworm and a smart guy who's almost valedictorian or whatever.
Does he look like a bookworm?
This is him showing people, hey, yo, I ain't just a nerd. Look at me. Look at the six pack. I'm shredded.
Time out.
I don't think it's necessary, but I'm trying to defend him here.
Okay.
And I don't know Will Levis.
He starts at quarterback. He's a good looking guy that starts in quarterback in the SEC. I was a nerd. he's not a nerd. Nobody thinks Will Levis is a nerd. That's never been uttered at Kentucky.
Are you sure? In the weight room, we don't know. We don't know.
You're
that.
A quarterback at college. Even if you're average, you're the big man on campus. An SEC team where they live and die football, you think people are walking around Kentucky going, "Hey, look at that nerd. He's going to have $30 million in his pocket in 3 weeks.
Well, not if you keep talking about him like this.
Well,
he's
I don't have any influence.
I
am relaying what I'm hearing, which is this is a turnoff. Find me the ripped great quarterbacks. Well, Jalen Hurts has had one great year. I love him, but he didn't show off.
Find me the good short quarterbacks.
Jalen Hurts.
Bryce Young's way smaller than Jalen Hurts. Right.
Well, Drew Brees. Russell
One
Wilson.
One guy in 40 years.
Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts, that's three.
Bryce Young is like 30 pounds lighter than Russell Wilson. Right. I can't believe I'm defending Will Levis now.
I defended him a month ago. I'm not anti-Will Levis.
Do you think he goes top 10?
I think Seattle looks at that and thinks, let's take Jalen Carter.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva.
also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
The Jets now have the longest playoff drought in the four major leagues. In all the four major sports, the Jets have the longest drought. And I think they believe adding Aaron Rodgers will solve that. But with or without Aaron Rodgers, if you told me that Tua played 85% of the Dolphins snaps, I would tell you today, with Aaron Rodgers, the Jets won't make the playoffs. Why? Because Tua started 13 games last year. In the games in which he started, 105.5 passer rating. Led the entire NFL. Weapons, coach, accuracy. If Tua plays 15, 16 games, Jets aren't making the playoffs because they're not close right now to Buffalo. They're not over the course of a season. Also, I was having this discussion with somebody in the league. Just so happened yesterday. So, sort of ironic. And they were talking about, we got into discussions about, you know, Kyler Murray's lack of film study. And this person who was very connected to Aaron and many others said, accurately, because our stuff lined up, he said, you know, the dirty little secret of the NFL quarterbacks, the dirty little secret is they're not all film junkies. Brady was a film junkie. Russell Wilson is known as a film junkie. Breeze and Peyton Manning, film junkies. Big Ben, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, kind of rely on their talent. And what does that mean? It means when you throw new things at them, new teammates, new offense, new city, new coach, it takes them a little longer to adjust. Peyton Manning, a film junkie, first year in Denver was amazing. Tom Brady, a film junkie, first year in Tampa, about week 12, solved the issues in season. Aaron Rodgers, first year in Green Bay with Hackett. Took a while, a little choppy. Passer rating was lower. So it is interesting. There's this sense that Aaron goes to the Jets. His history is, and I could give you six players we talked about yesterday. There's some that are young and current. I don't want to bang on them. But the dirty little secret of the NFL's quarterbacks, and I'm talking star quarterbacks, a lot of the backups and the grinders and the average quarterbacks are film junkies. Not all star quarterbacks in this league are. Big Ben was not. We know Kyler Murray, not. I've been told Aaron's not. In fact, Zach Gelb, a reporter, came out earlier this week on a separate topic and said, Aaron and Matt LaFleur game plan meetings to give Rodgers more say. Sometimes Rodgers would show up to the meetings, and sometimes Aaron Rodgers would not show up to the meeting and not give Matt LaFleur a heads up. I've been told for years that's kind of how Aaron rolls. He's a little moody. Sometimes he's into it. Sometimes he just relies on Aaron Rodgers. So that's why I don't think in year one, Peyton Manning, Denver year one, mastered the system. He's a film junkie. It's all he does. That's why I kept defending Russell Wilson in Denver. He's a film junkie. It had to be a Hackett issue. I know Russell was all in. He has that reputation. He had his own office in Denver. He sits, he's glued to film.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
As gracious, as interesting, as friendly a person as sports has, and I'm talking the entire spectrum. Charlotte Flair is a 14-time women's world champion, a 7-time SmackDown champ. I try to bring her on every year. She's got an increasingly busy schedule. The queen is here. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You make time for us, and I know. So it's a Hollywood two-night affair. This is rare. It's yes. Saturday. It is Sunday.
Pop culture extravaganza.
It is going to be crazy. The Miz, who is really obnoxious, but he's all over the map. He is hosting it. So let's start with this.
Yes.
Do you train differently? Does it feel differently for a WrestleMania?
It does, but I can't overthink it. Yes, do I tighten up my diet? Is my gear larger than life? Maybe extra diamonds? Yes. More thought goes into the match because it's a longer build. But no, I really, at this stage, just, you know, do what I do.
I consider WWE now And I consider gender with you irrelevant. I consider it to be Roman Reigns, you, John Cena. That's how I view it. That's how I view it. It's not gender exclusive. I just consider you a star of it. And I think there's two or three others. You are, however, in a sport that has historically been dominated by big men. Is that a chip on your shoulder? How do you view that being in a culture that has been dominated historically by guys?
Yes and no. Do I think that we've, you know, had many firsts and have come so far and we're all superstars and our title looks the same? But I still think it's forever a fight. I mean, it is a boys' club. Like, who's going to main event WrestleMania? Are the girls going to main event night one? Or is another men's match? Do we have to fight for that spot? Is the Royal Rumble guaranteed the winner? Is the winner guaranteed a main event spot?
Right.
I don't know. What does that look like? But I think it's just a matter of always being hungry. And I think the women, you know, feel like we always have more to prove. Do I know I'm just as good as Roman Reigns? Absolutely. Same platform, absolutely. But I still have that chip on my shoulder.
So I'll be in the first row. Hopefully you'll acknowledge me. Anyway.
I'll give you a wink. I'm like, okay. Hey, Colin.
So John Cena, a couple years ago, I think it was at the Staples. So when John Cena came out, and, you know, we're public figures, and yes, he made his way over. And I've gone to NBA games a few years ago, Chris Paul, and during the game, you can see, like, Chris came over, and I always think to myself, so with the lighting, you're on the stage.
Yes.
You're performing. There's going to be stars in the crowd. Do you ever think to yourself, oh, my God, I loved her in that movie.
I'm like, oh, my God, there's Bad Bunny. Oh, my God.
Do you think about that?
I really want to be in a music video. Oh, my God.
It's going to be a different
crowd. No, I mean, like, actually, this is the first time I've ever been asked that question. No, because I feel like a star in my own right, and I feel like professional wrestling as a whole doesn't get the respect that it deserves. So when I'm out there, I'm like, I'm the biggest star in this room, and I don't care who you are.
I love that.
Like, that's the message I want to send. That's the message that I want to send, especially here in Hollywood. Like, look what Dwayne's done. Look what Cena's done. Look what Batista's done. And I haven't seen a female crossover like that. So it's kind of like, here we are in Hollywood going like, I'm one of them and I'm going to go down as one of them. So it's like, actually I have like a little more added pressure on me.
Yeah. What is the singular gift? Your father was Ric Flair. If I said, what is the one thing beyond genetics? You're obviously an athlete. If I said one thing from your dad that maybe I wouldn't know or people wouldn't know, the something he gave you.
Oh,
you want to think about it?
Yeah. My dad really does care, like, about the business, about his fans, and pro wrestling, I think, is his first love. And my husband is the love of my life, but this business means so much to me. Like, it saved my life. It's changed who I am. And I think, like, the fans and sports entertainment, like, I feel like I have that same respect and love that he does.
You can see it.
For this. And yeah, I hope my name goes down, you know, synonymously with sports entertainment. Like, when you think of pro wrestling, you think of Charlotte Flair. Gender doesn't matter.
I tell people this all the time, is that Michael Jordan, when he started elevating and dominating basketball, would literally create rivals. He would say, I don't get respect. And it was like, dude, you're the best player and everybody gets it. So, but I think that's a very healthy thing. Kobe had it.
Yeah.
I think the great actors have it. They create rivals. So obviously you're a rock star, but there is something in the genetics, the DNA, there is something in you that I don't think you can teach, that it is a jet fuel. You said it saved your life. Is that the jet fuel? You could retire. You've got money.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to take it for granted. Like, I was 28 when I started, and it's not because
that's
I
late,
wanted to be
right?
like my dad. Yeah. It's just, I wanted to help my little brother and help him get on the right path. And here I am. And it's like, I never want to take a day for granted. Like, when I go out there, whether it's a live event in front of 3,000 or this weekend in front of 80,000, like, I never phone it in. Like I ever like walking through Gorilla with my music and my robe is a gift. And it's not, you know, so many people see like I'm forever the bad guy, which like right now I'm kind of the good guy, which I'm really digging. Like, ooh, I like these cheers. But it's like it was earned. So I take that like very serious.
Now,
and like, I've played sports my whole life and you can't teach competitiveness. Like within me, I want to be the best. Whether it's playing a stupid game of, you know, checkers with your friends or, you know, being in the women's division of WWE, I want to be the best no matter what it is. And that's maybe not necessarily a good thing because it'll drive you crazy, but that's just something within me that I don't know why it's always there.
So you defeated Rhea Ripley like 3 years ago, WrestleMania. She's obviously jealous of you. Who wouldn't be?
Jealous.
Do you sense there's an animosity because you have elevated above her and now you are the target for your side? Do you sense that?
I don't think there's animosity. I think for Rhea Ripley, she wants to make a name for herself and prove that,
beating
you know,
you
she can
key.
Run the women's yeah. division, that she can be the face of the women's division. And I think the only way to prove that and do that is to go through me. So it's not that there's animosity, but she knows she has to take me down, you know, to get to that spot. And I'm just not giving it away. You have to take it.
When you are, give me... What exercise do you do, mental exercise or physical exercise? You're going to perform in front of 80,000 people.
No big deal.
I used to cover boxing more regularly, and I've said this before. All the sports I've covered, the two-minute walk for Tyson into the ring, I was nervous. I could watch a Super Bowl, NBA final. I would see Mike come in, I would get goosebumps. So obviously you're the performer. That's double the average boxing crowd. Where are you mentally? Jerry Seinfeld says, no talking 10 minutes. I'm getting to a space before I act. Where are you mentally, physically, 5 minutes before you walk out?
Doing push-ups, probably. Like I have to be loose. I have to be warm. Like if I'm not warm, then I don't feel like I'm in the zone. But I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I get more nervous doing interviews like this with you than I do in front of 80,000 people just because, like, when my wrestling boots are on and I'm not, and when I'm in the ring, I'm like, this is my world. This is my show. This is my ring. This is my place. This is where I feel like the most confident. But in terms of like where I am mentally, like, when I came back, in December, I had a couple of months off and I was like, man, I don't know if I can be Charlotte Flair tonight. Like, how do I get that intense? How do I get that angry? How do I get, you know, how do I show that confidence even though I don't feel like that every day in my real life? But yeah. It's like, boom, my music hit and I'm like, oh, okay, I remember how this goes. Right, I remember right. This song and dance. Right. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just, and also depending on the story, like my story with Rhea, we're both 3 years better. She has to go through me to be the star. She has to go through me, you know, to become the champion. So for me, it's like, bring it. Show me what you got, kid. So my demeanor and how I feel going into this match is much different, you know, than how she feels. So my preparation mentally is like, make this girl earn every second of that moment with you in that ring. Like, make her earn it. Don't give it. Earn it.
You pause when I ask you about your dad. It is interesting because, and I've said this, it's hard to be the best mom or dad and number one in the world at what you do. It's just hard because there's only so many hours in a day.
Yeah.
And you pause with your father because obviously as he was a reigning star, not just that of personality, there's nights he's not home. I mean, I know the sport. Is there a conflict with you about that? Like, do you ever think to yourself, okay, I got to scale back 10% and that goes to my fiance? Like, where are you on being the best in the country for WWE? Where are you with that emotionally? Do you struggle with that or do you just come to terms with it?
No, look, my husband knows if he was to ever say, like, he calls me mommy. He's like, mommy, if I ever, you know, wanted you to take time or anything, I know that you would resent me because I know how much this means to you. But for me, I think where I'm at emotionally and like mentally is like, I'm walking into my seventh WrestleMania, seven WrestleManias, either the champion or the challenger.
Mm-hmm.
No one's done that. But like, I still feel like I have more to prove. I still feel like there's more to do. I don't know what that looks like. What is the unknown? Like, just because I'm a woman and I've done 7 WrestleManias, is that's like, oh, well, she's at 7. We're wrapping up soon. Like, I'm more there. Like, yes, I want to have a family. I want to have children. And, you know, I still believe that I could be, you know, a WWE superstar and be a mom. It's just where, like, I have done it all, but I still feel like I'm, you know, just, you know, growing into my boots.
Right.
Because I, you know, didn't want to do this my whole life. Like, I started late.
How was Vince McMahon such an iconic, powerful figure? He has, Nick Khan's a friend of mine. Nick used to be my agent. Mm-hmm. So I remember years ago when Nick Khan took over WWE, I was like, hey, what's Vince like? He says, incredibly gracious in terms of, like, you're very much like this. Manners. Now, you also see at times volcanic because Vince is a huge personality. As you're kind of, how do you view Vince? Because I've known 4 or 5 people who are around Vince and there are different Vinces. How did you view it?
Oh.
I didn't ask you an easy one.
Nervous to go to Vince because Ashley and Charlotte are much different. So Vince saw Charlotte every Monday, every Friday, live event, promo. Like, he saw Charlotte. And I built Charlotte to be the woman that I wanted to be, like, in my personal life, where Ashley's like, well, I don't know, and this and that, and like, blah, 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 like, not as, like, confident. So anytime I had to go talk to Vince, I'm like, all right, put on your Charlotte pants. Because I don't want Vince to see, like, me different than the character. Yes, I never wanted him to see weakness or self-doubt. But the one thing I will say when it came to Vince, or still does, because when he left, I was like, every time I walk out of Gorilla, like, I want to make him proud. Like, that's, you want to make Vince McMahon proud. And the few conversations that we did have, because I only, like, you know, you pick and choose when you need to go to the big guy. And that was always my philosophy. So the few times I did go with him, like, he always said something so nice. And I just was like, man, he gets me, or he pays attention, or I know he, like, I, or it makes you want to work that much harder. Does that make sense?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
I think one of the signs of leadership is your line, you think about him when you go into the ring.
Yeah.
Vince makes you think about him. And by the way, I've had a million bosses in my life. They all manage different. There is what you're saying is I've had with a couple of bosses that they're always in my mind.
Yeah. Just wherever you go in your career,
they're just kind of there.
Yeah. Like the life lessons.
My late mother had some of that. Like, I always thought she didn't like sports. She was British. And so I always thought she didn't like sports, but she liked it when I talked about stuff. And so I started building my show and I thought, could I do a show that my mom would find interesting? And I, to this day, about once, twice a year, I'll hear her voice on something. You know, I'll be at home and I'll be in the kitchen. I'll hear my mom's voice saying something witty. But I think it similarly, people have an impact in your life when you think of them when they're not there. And yes. You think of Vince when he's not there.
Like, now that I've come back as a good guy, and I know Vince loves his good guys, I'm right. Like, oh, I wonder if he's so happy that the people are cheering, but like a softer side.
When you are a heel in the sport, and there have been people, Roman Reigns, that can turn, right? Yep. What is it like being a heel?
Easy.
Really?
Yes.
Just
easy.
Be obnoxious.
Well, no, I just think on paper, like, I'm Charlotte Flair, 5'10", really athletic, held every title there is to hold. Like, I don't know. I'm Tom Brady.
I mean, sustained success.
Consistency. It's very hard to want, like, how do you, can't be the underdog when everything comes so easy to you. Like, wrestling came easy. No, the character did not. The speaking did not. But, like, naturally, wrestling came easy to me.
Do you remember the first time you wrestled preparing?
Like, yes, where? I was terrified.
Where? How old?
FCW where? Tampa 28 against Emma in front of like 12 people, maybe 11.
And you were terrified?
Terrified.
Like, you're
terrified. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Terrified. Yeah. Mortified.
Do you have a tape of it?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they played it in my A&E documentary, actually, and my first promo. Oh, and I had a pink dress on, too, in my first promo. But I was just talking about, you know, what John Cena means to the industry and wanting to be just like him. And it's crazy where I'm at now, even though, you know, John Cena is the ultimate good guy. And I tried to do that as a bad guy, but...
Yeah, Cena leans in to John. Did you know, and this is sort of a genderless question, when you watch a wrestler, and there's levels to it, you guys now have, I mean, it's like college football recruiting. You're finding these football players. Do you know instantly, even if you saw a tape or it's one of the lower levels and you're like, that's a star? Can you sense it or is it a work? Is it a work in progress? Was The Rock instantly, John Cena instantly to you, a star? Because Roman Reigns took a while.
No, I took a while. I remember when Dusty, Cody's dad, Dusty Rhodes, because he was my promo coach. Yeah. when I showed up at FCW, I think he was just terrified for me and nervous because I was such a shell of myself and like scared of my own shadow. But there was one day I did really well in training and was beating the men and women in the practice rings, and he's like, okay, you're gonna be okay, kid. And then there was one promo I like probably copied and pasted from my dad talking about being the mountain, and mind you, I had no charisma, but it was just like the confidence that I showed in that promo. And he's like, you've got it, baby, you've got it. And I'm like, okay. But no, like, it definitely, I was not a star overnight. Like, that, I've worked at that very hard. Not that you can work at being, maybe I always had it in me. I just never knew I had the confidence in me.
There you
like
go.
It was always there, but definitely took a lot of peeling those layers to bring out the confidence.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Hanks did Bosom Buddies, didn't he? Am I wrong on that? Dave, you know that. You know Tom Hanks' career. I mean, seriously, if you go back to the great actors, it's amazing some of the stuff they were in. Although Tom Cruise was great at the very beginning, outside of Tom Cruise. Charlotte Flair, the queen, 14-time women's world champ. WrestleMania 39, WrestleMania goes Hollywood. Two-night event, SoFi Stadium this Saturday and Sunday, hosted by The Miz. It's great seeing you.
It's good seeing you. Thanks for having me again.
Congratulations, Charlotte Flair.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.